what does that do for you when you see when you see Octavia Spencer cast as God?
Perfect. See, you gotta love that. And my journey deeper into Trinitarian theology, that God is one, that there is one God, but that God is a face-to-face relationship between three persons who never lose their personhood inside the great dance, you know, of mutuality and love and grace and respect and dignity. And that circle of relationship, all maternity and all paternity derive from it. So from day one, when I started writing this story for the kids, Papa was a large Black African-American woman. And because I have friends like that who I know love me. They adore me. But they're in my face about my stuff. You know, they're not going to let me get away with anything. And that combination you see. You see the deep. And, you know, your heart, you want to believe that there is a God who is that good. And a lot of us religious people, we have a problem with that. Yeah. You know, because we've created so many impediments to that, and we've just plastered the face of God with our own pain and our own damage, like your mom. Mm-hmm. And you know, it takes a long time for the truth to get past our defenses. The risk of trust is monumental for a lot of us who've been hurt.
Well, and that's one of the beautiful things about the film with Octavia playing Papa. Because that's the first thing that I wrote to the publicist the other night. There's never been a more perfect casting of God than in the form of Octavia Spencer.
I agree.
Her very presence is the embodiment of love and kindness.
Exactly. And in the Christian community, we believe that about Jesus.
Yes.
We just thought that the Father was this, the one that needed to be appeased, and Jesus had come basically to save us from God the Father.
Right.
So we had this massive distortion between, you know, the persons of the oneness of God, and we busted it up.
Yeah.
And it's scary for us to take the risk of trust, you know, because what if we're wrong? I get these emails, you know, what if I trust that God is this good and I'm wrong? And my response is, you really want to live forever with that SOB? You know, that projection of the one God that's back there, that's the darkness, you know? I'm sorry.
If you want the darkness, that's why there's the devil.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, we're good enough at creating it ourselves.
Just look at the world.
Exactly. And in our own lives, the choice. See, and I think that God has a high view of humanity and we have a low one. Mm-hmm. I think the incarnation, that Jesus comes fully human, God joining us fully human, is a high view of humanity, not a low one. God doesn't become something that is not good. But because we have a low view of humanity, we end up feeling like our choices actually don't matter. And I think that our choices matter absolutely and significantly, and God submits to them. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the questions about why does evil exist and all that, we need to step up and say, that darkness originated in us. And once we begin to own it, then we can participate in changing it. We're not abandoned to it. God climbs into it with us. That's the whole thing about the cross. Mm-hmm. That's our torture device.
Yeah.
It's not God's torture device. God's light, and in God there's no darkness at all.
We're the ones that built the cross.
Correct. But God has this absolutely amazing, graceful, redeeming capacity to climb into what we bring to the table and then transform it into an icon and a monument of grace. So precious that we'll wear it on our rings and around our necks and